The Peculiar Such Thing by Virginia Hamilton, narrated by Guy Whitlock. The fellow went back to bed. Don't see how he could sleep again. But he didn't know how bad off his dogs was by then. Well, it was just daybreak. The fellow was awake, scared. He didn't know why. Must have heard something. Something right there with him in the room. It sounded like a cat climbing up the covers at the foot of his bed. He listened. He could hear it scratching and tearing away. The fellow looked at the foot of his bed. He's seeing two little pointy ears coming up over the edge of the bed. In another minute, he's seeing two big, scary red eyeballs looking straight at him. He can't say nothing. He can't scream. He's too scared to death. That peculiar such thing at the foot of the bed kept on creeping up, creeping up. By and by, it was right on top of the fella, and it said in his face in a real low voice, "Telepo, telepo, give me back my telepo." The man loses his voice, loses his power of speech, but finally he can say it, says, I hasn't got it. I hasn't got your telepo. And that something that was there, that peculiar such thing, says right back,
yes, you has.
It jumped on that fella and it was fierce. Its big teeth tore at him, made him ribbons. They say it got its telepo back. Fellow's cabin fall to ruin. It rot. It crumble and it disappear. Nothing left to it in the big woods but the place where it was. And the folks that live near that place say that deep in the night when the moon is going down and the wind blows across the place just right, you can hear some peculiar such thing calling, telepo, telepo, like that. Then the sound of it do just fade away with the moonlight like it never even ever was.